It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, June 19th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The New Hampton Police Department has their man. The City Council Monday night approved the hiring of Conrad Rosendahl as their next chief of police. Mayor Steve Gertz says Rosendahl met with members of the police department after the council meeting and that his hiring is a big relief for the city. Gertz says Rosendahl has been the police chief in Lansing for the past 5 years and has been in law enforcement since 2007. He's slated to start leading the NHPD on July 1st, which will cap an eventful past couple of months for the city. In mid-April, former police chief Tim Peterson resigned amid controversy following an off-duty incident the city said did not meet the expectations of a police chief's position. Officer Doug Egan was then named interim chief, but he himself resigned a little over a week later after almost 16 years with the NHPD. Officer Chad McGee has been interim chief since May 9th. After rejecting a petition with over 600 signatures to get Peterson reinstated, the city council hoped to extend a contract offer during its May 20th meeting, but Gertz said an unforeseen situation put that on hold. On June 3rd, the council approved to advertise for the position again. Rosendahl was interviewed last week by the hiring committee before his appointment as police chief was confirmed unanimously by the council on Monday night. NHPD is still short one officer, with the deadline for applications currently set for tomorrow. However, Gertz says that will likely be extended due to a lack of applications thus far, although they have leads on possible candidates. Tweaks continue in advance of 4th of July weekend festivities in Charles City. The path of the parade on July 4th has been thrown into flux with the Main Street Rehab Project, but for the most part was finalized and approved during the City Council meeting on June 3rd. Last night, Chamber of Commerce Director Mark Wicks came back to the Council with some adjustments adjacent to the route.
We would like to close Milwaukee Street between Hewlett and Ferguson. That's running adjacent to the YMCA, between the community center and the YMCA. We're going to be staging the horses and the trailers in the YMCA lot and grass. We just assume not have any traffic flowing on that one block.
With the fluctuations related to the parade route, Wicks says they're encouraging parade entrants to get the latest info firsthand.
We've got maps. We've got instruction sheets for them. We're actually having everybody who applies for our parade entry form to go through our office rather than online because we want to make sure they understand the changes and answer any questions they have.
The 4th of July parade in Charles City will start at 11 a.m. Contact the chamber for more information. It's the 2024 Butler County Fair today through Sunday in Allison with a theme of Building Our Future. Fair board member Derek Prosteen says this year's fair marks the debut of the brand new multi-species livestock building.
We took down three different livestock buildings that all would have been probably 1950s or before, all of those buildings, and put them all into one big facility. Got everything in there for the beef cattle, some of the dairy cattle, our scramble calves, our sheep, our goats, and like the rabbits and the chickens are all going to be in one really big building.
Prosteen notes that the ages of the previous buildings necessitated the new facility.
If you're in those buildings that we had before, we had done a lot of band-aiding to make sure that they got the job done, and there was nothing wrong with the way we were trying to get that done, but there's just no way that they were going to last for much longer. So this, while it was costly, this was definitely something that needed to be done.
The new structure is named the Fred and Wava Mayfield and Family Memorial Livestock Building. Thanks to the family's $300,000 contribution to the project, one of many public donations that made it a reality.
The support has been huge for that, but obviously building a building in 2024 is not a cheap thing to do, but this is something that's going to be around for decades to come, and it's good to do it right the first time.
Grandstand Entertainment this week is highlighted by the live country music concert with Sammy Kershaw on Saturday night. A light schedule of festivities got underway last night with the parade on the fairgrounds, following by the crowning of the fair queen, Erica Brinkman of Green. Find more info at butlercountyfair.org or Butler County Fair on Facebook. It's the spring field day at Iowa State University's Northeast Research and Demonstration Farm near Nashua today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Miranda Webster has details.
Madeline Wustenberg, Agricultural Climatology Extension Specialist, will provide insights on crop weather and trends for the 2024 growing season. Rick Cruz, Professor and Director of the Iowa Water Center, will discuss implications of soil erosion on Iowa's landscape and current practices used to help minimize its impact. Richard Roth, Extension Nitrogen Education Specialist, will provide his insight on nitrogen management in a wet spring. Leslie Milius with the Floyd County Office of ISU Extension and Outreach says there will also be a new feature for attendees Wednesday.
They're going to actually do something a little bit different that they haven't done before, and that's that they're going to have a complimentary meal that they're going to serve at noon, and that's going to be sponsored by Pioneer Hybrid International. And so that'll be really good to have a meal, share some networking and different things.
The field day is free and open to the public and starts at the Borlaug Learning Center headquarters on the Northeast Research and Demonstration Farm, just west of Nashua. More information is available with this story on our station website. I'm Miranda Webster reporting.
A Nebraska man is facing multiple charges after driving his truck through a Northeast Iowa cemetery. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says the incident occurred shortly after 11:30 Saturday night in Quasqueton. It was reported that a vehicle had been traveling south on Racine Avenue at a high rate of speed and failed to negotiate the turn onto Water Street. The vehicle left the roadway and into Quasqueton Cemetery, hitting and destroying numerous headstones and grave markers before coming to rest in a residential yard. Their investigation determined that 21-year-old Kellen Beaver of North Bend, Nebraska, was driving a 1999 Ford F-250 that caused the destruction. He was not injured. According to the criminal complaint, Beaver allegedly admitted to drinking at least six beers earlier in the night, and his blood alcohol content was measured at 0.128%, over 1.5 times the legal BAC limit. Beaver was arrested and charged with OWI and cited for failure to maintain control and failure to maintain proper speed. A passenger in the vehicle was cited for an open container violation. The Quasqueton Fire Department and AMR Ambulance Service also assisted at the scene. No estimate on damages to the cemetery was made available. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.